Chuck and Julie, bringing you the truth, straight up.
I'm Julie Hayden. I'm working
an Emmy-winning former investigative reporter, a highly successful trial attorney, and publisher of a major Denver area newspaper. They've been partners as talk show hosts and in marriage, as parents, for over 10 years, providing thought-provoking information, opinion, and entertainment live, local, and interactive. Everyone's voice is always welcome on the Chuck and Julie Show.
Well, hello, everyone. Chuck Bonnell, Julie Hayden, The Truth Straight Up, brought to you by...
America Citizen Press, although we haven't been up there. They haven't been doing a lot lately. So never mind that. HappyTrees.co and Denver Synergenics and Dr. Julie McCallan. And Leo St.
And my Colorado GOP.
And my Colorado GOP. That's right. Hey, going to talk about Liz Cheney. Some interesting stuff going on here in Colorado. We're going to have Ash in America on to talk about that. She writes a column for the Glendale Cherry Creek Chronicle.
And if you think there's a uniparty in Colorado, you're right.
It's like, why is, I don't know if you guys, it would play during the Bronco preseason game. I'm sitting there and I was like, Jenna Griswold and Wayne Williams standing next to each other, appearing, smiling.
Wayne Williams got defeated by Jenna Griswold.
Exactly. You'd think they'd
election.
Be,
but I don't all know. It's a bromance or something.
Something like that.
All he does is follow her around.
And do ads against
his own candidate.
So we're going to talk to her about what the heck is going on with that. We're not the only ones asking that, by the way. But good news, Chuck, we anxiously watched. And initially with the Liz Cheney thing, you were like, oh, no, she's only losing by 16. But when all is said and done, she's losing by a resounding 37%. Has anyone, an incumbent in their own, a longtime incumbent like her, ever lost by that much?
Yeah, she's a fifth losing, biggest margin for an incumbent, fifth since, I don't know, beginning of the 20th century.
Were the other ones, though, because people didn't like him anymore, or like, were they arrested, or?
I hadn't looked them up. I just saw the notation that they had to do something.
They did something. Something wrong. Oh, yeah, Sandra, we'll get to the Dominion voting machine issue with Wayne Williams. You make a very good point. He's the one that brought them in and ordered them all over the place. That could maybe be a factor. Inquiring minds want to know. Hmm. But anyway, on the Liz Cheney, I mean, there's a lot to talk about there. I think the resounding defeat, and I'm going to say it would have probably been even greater, don't you think, if she hadn't convinced all the Democrats to vote for her?
Yeah, I don't think there ended up being that many, but certainly she would not have gotten even 27% or wherever she ended up having without independents and Democrats voting for her.
I saw one table that was comparing the number of Democrats who voted in the last primary and the number of Democrats who voted in this primary, and it was significantly lower. And I think the implication there being Democrats didn't bother voting in their own primary, they voted in this primary.
Yeah, well, and it was interesting because, you know, Wyoming's one of those states. Well, it's Wyoming. I mean, it's Red Rock conservative. No,
not all of it. Yeah,
it's not. It's, you know, the Republicans dominate the state. I mean, they control, oh, I don't know, the Republican Democrats only have, like, I don't know what it is, 15,000-16,000 registered voters. But there were lots of other races, some of which the Trump people prevailed, the MAGA people prevailed, but other ones not. The next biggest race was that for Secretary of State. There's no lieutenant governor in Wyoming, so that acts as the number two person between Chuck Gray, who was endorsed by Donald Trump, and a state senator named Tara Narakot. She said no. She's the opposite of no. She is Wayne Williams. She's going, oh, the elections are great. There's no problem.
Well,
no matter what.
It is. I mean, you know, we'll get into the election denier portion because Liz Cheney is now saying anyone who is an election denier, you can't even remotely run for them. Mm-hmm. But we have the music video, Leo, that you requested. If we could please play Liz Cheney's new theme song for Liz Cheney, please.
The wicked old witch at last is dead.
Yeah.
go below, below. Well, Liz Cheney didn't really go below. You'll be glad to know that she's formed this new anti-Trump organization called the Great Task Force. And you guys may think that Liz Cheney was actually, you know, a bad candidate, that she basically, it wasn't so much that she was against Trump, it's because she was against the people of Wyoming. Liz Cheney does not see it that way. In a speech that I heard one guy describe as a mental health cry for help, you know, she gave a most bizarre concession. I mean, talk about smug, arrogant, if we
self-important, grandiose.
Yeah, like screw you voters, who needs you anyway, because, you know,
we got money.
If we could please play the Liz Cheney soundbite, please.
The great and original champion of our party, Abraham Lincoln, was defeated in elections for the Senate and the House before he won the most important election of all. Lincoln ultimately prevailed, he saved our Union, and he defined our obligation as Americans for all of history. Speaking at Gettysburg of the great task remaining before us, Lincoln said that we here highly resolve that these dead shall not have died in vain, that this nation under God shall have a new birth of freedom, and that government of the people, by the people, and for the people shall not perish from this earth. As we meet here tonight, that remains our greatest and most important task. Most of world history is a story of violent conflict, of servitude and suffering.
It's like, thank you, Liz. Thank you, Liz. Here's some comments. Not Jackson Hole and Laramie in terms of being Republic. There are about 575,000 people in Wyoming. This is from Leo. And Liz spent over 7 million.
And she kept another 7 million. But
she kept another 7 million
to kind of fly around the country.
Sandra says, let's start calling her Lil Hillary. Lil. Yeah. And then Leo says, and then Lincoln shot his lawyer. Well, you know, it was funny on social media. People are like, is she really comparing herself to Abraham Lincoln? I mean, when she says stuff like, I can't take Trump's lies, you want to say to her, and she never answers this, which lies exactly are you talking about?
Or how about your father's lies about WMD and the Iraq War and everything else? Like, can you tell us about that? No.
And so this is my quick take. And you guys wait in there. And if you want to call in, 888-627-6008. 888-627-6008. My take on this is, in spite of all of the screaming by the Democrats, in spite of all the screaming by the corporate media, in spite of them telling us that all the elections are the gold standard, that Trump lies, that Trump has nuclear secrets at Mar-a-Lago, and that we should not, that we're domestic terrorists are questioning the FBI, the average person out there is just like, first of all, I'm not even paying attention to any of you anymore, mm-hmm. right? And secondly, it's like, I can see what's going on. I can see it with my own eyes. We've watched the Russia hoax thing not only crumble, but turn out to be they were the ones lying and making up lies. And what, we're supposed to believe them now about Mar-a-Lago? I mean, it's just people can see what's going on.
Well, not enough people can see what's going on. That's why Wyoming demonstrated. Wyoming tried to close its primaries in the state Senate, which is state house, which is dominated by Republicans by some massive part, rejected it by one vote. And a lot of those people ran this time. They had challengers. Sweeney lost, which is great, and there are a few others who lost, but not enough of them. And so you have a moderate governor. So it's an ongoing battle, and the battle is more against moderate Republicans. Let's call them liberal Republicans. They're not moderate. They're liberal Republicans than anyone else. And so, you know, we've got that problem here in Colorado in triple spades.
Well, and I would disagree with you a little bit in terms of where you say not enough people understand what's going on. I would say the moderate Republicans that you're talking about, the rhinos and the others, they understand what's going on. They just like it, right? They hate Trump. Because again, Trump, and I always remember, guys, it's not Trump they're after, they're after us. That's why they had to get 87,000 new IRS agents, armed IRS agents, armed and willing to use the
deadly
gun.
Force.
Yeah, why
necessary.
Would an IRS
or if
agent,
not necessary?
I mean, I can see an audit going bad. It's like, I'm sorry, I just can't take this anymore. I'm going to have to shoot you. I mean, for real. But we're the target there, so keep that in mind. And they cannot have that because we're upsetting their progress toward the new world order. We keep saying, you know, those mask things, that doesn't work. We're not getting our children, our infants vaccinated, right? We've gone back to work, back to school. We're enjoying life. We went to movies during the summer. We still say, you know, I think that the economy is in a recession, you know, all of the stuff that we can see with our own eyes, they can't have that. And so they need to crack down. And I mean, it's going to get ugly, I think, before, you know, but, and Liz Cheney's going to be part of that. But I think though, what happened there, and not just that, but the glee on all of, you know, all so many people's part at it, right, was is telling. I mean, a lot of people have been red-pilled, I think.
Yes, people have been red-pilled, and I think the raid in Mar-a-Lago was a great red-pillar event. The idea that they're out to persecute and do really third world, you know, you go after your opponent, you put them in jail on some trumped up charge, and that's what they're trying to do. And Liz Cheney is part of that. Liz Cheney's problem is there's a lot of anti-Trump groups out there. The
Lincoln Project,
the
Republican, Mike Pence is doing these
Mike
days.
Pence is doing the Republican Accountability Project, the Bill Kristol's, the Bulk Work, all of them want all the Democrat money they can get to go after Trump. But now Liz has kind of entered it and said, well, give it to me. They go, no.
Oh, that's a good point. I mean, there's only probably so much anti-Trump money out
there's
there.
There's a lot, but you hate to divide it.
Right. And so, well, and what you're going to do? I mean, she was, you know, Chuck, you were absolutely right on this. Chuck was, because, you know, I mean, there's some people saying, oh, she's just auditioning for The View. And, you know, how soon before she goes on some of the networks? And I said, well, they may dump her right away. And you said, no, she'll be on there. And sure enough, she was on all the morning talk shows this morning, again, just spewing this anti-Trump stuff. And they eat it up. But you got to wonder, what kind of shelf life do you think Liz Cheney has
a
for
lot,
that?
A
you
lot.
Think a lot?
Mm-hmm, a lot.
But I mean, if she's not, but if she's a failed Republican anymore.
Well, what's Bill Kristol? I mean, who's the Lincoln Project people? I mean, who's Mitt Romney? I guess he still holds a senatorial position. But I mean, you know, no, they'll drag her out for years. I mean, they dragged out all those McCain people and they're still on there on some of the shows. So yeah, no.
She'll
never go away.
This from Sandra. I want to know how she made $68 million. That's a good question.
In 6 years. Yeah.
And also, she loved Lauren Boebert's comments. I'm saying Lincoln freed the slaves from the Democrats. He didn't become a slave to the Democrats. And from Dr. Donna, yeah, the new pronouns for Liz are done and gone. Well, I think, you know, you're right. She's going to keep this up. You know, she's teasing that she may run in 2024. It's like, go ahead, you know, go ahead. All she's going to do is, I think, take votes as a what, an independent? Well, then she'll hear Biden.
No, she'll run as a Republican, and all the channels will have her on.
It'll just be a ploy to attack Trump.
Oh, well, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. No, she's all set, and same with her decrepit old evil father.
And she doesn't have to, like somebody was saying, even pretend like she lives in Wyoming anymore.
No, thank God she gets away from those yahoos.
Yeah, you know, she never even went back again.
Did you see all those, the masses out there on the ranch for concession speech? So there are 10 people.
Well, there was her aide. There were some people who were just driving by and they said, here, come on in. There's some free donuts and something like that. And then they clapped. Well, you would think that she would feel kind of bad, but not really. I mean, I mean, and people keep saying, well, they say that you know, don't represent the people of Wyoming anymore. And she's, I mean, her attitude is really, screw Wyoming. Of course,
Wyoming.
I don't represent. Who cares about Wyoming? Have you ever been there? I mean, she's like, I don't represent.
There's Jackson Hole and what, you know?
Yeah. She's like, of course, I don't represent those people. Have you ever talked to any of them? I mean, look at me. And so, you know, and she's just, I only did this to make $68 million. I mean, if there's any question about that. So I think you're right. I don't think she cares. And she made, but I want to go back to the beginning. Do you think, like our friend Peter Boyles, do you think she made the wrong call at the beginning? Do you think that she thought Trump was going to be done? So she went all in against Trump. And when that didn't pan out, just decided to go on to the next chapter.
Well, she didn't go on to the next chapter.
She
decided, like Peter Boyles did and others have done, that, oh, you know, Trump was done, and now this would be, you know, for new Republican Party. But I'm not sure it was a bad move by her. I mean, she has $7 million in an account. She can travel around the country, quote unquote, running for president. She'll always be welcome in MSNBC and all the ones. And she'll, you know, get lots of publicity and
write a book.
And, you know, she has become, you know, maybe one of the most prominent politicians in all of America. I mean, I can't think
of
it.
And now she doesn't have to worry about pesky reelections and campaigning. Yeah,
well,
and
she
things
never
like
did.
That.
She never did campaign. She claimed that all those vicious Wyomingites and they have guns up there were going to, it was a deadly. I mean, she went to some town in Wyoming and they, all these Capitol Police Pelosi gave her were, you know, lining the streets and everybody's going, is it bank robbery or what's going on?
What I think though, tell me what you think of this, where I think another of the good things about her being ousted and ousted so soundly is there are more and more Trump supported candidates showing up in Congress. And I think the more there are of that, then the fewer rhinos there are. I mean, every day, every time one of them wins, a rhino gets knocked off right now. Mm-hmm. And so far, I think these are people who do not appear to be, for the most part, and correct me if you can think of examples, but turning on the people who elected them. These seem to be people who are holding true to the, you know, the Make America Great, the Freedom Caucus, things like that. And that's, I think, and not in the Senate. I agree, not in the Senate, but in the House.
Well, but you have to figure the wily Dems. They're always figuring ways to lie, cheat, and steal. So up in Alaska, they changed the entire system. They have, you elect four people for the runoff, for the general. And then it's by rank voting.
By rank voting.
And so only one Democrat ran and three Republicans ran, including Sarah Palin. And so the Democrat took a plurality of the votes. The Republicans had a majority of the votes, but split up. And now with rank voting, they'll probably steal that House seat. And once again, the Republican moderates helped ensure it. So wherever they go,
Well, that's one of the things I think they want to push here, right? I think, was it City of Boulder? Somebody had an election where it was rank voting. So,
yeah, sure,
and what that does is, and that, what Chuck is where you, when you vote for four people, right? Not just one, you vote for four, and they add that all up. So even though, you know, maybe you're fourth place person, if enough other people put that fourth place person, they could end up with the top, right? Mm-hmm. Or if you are the lone Democrat, you're going to be split. So you're going to also come out on top. And you're, I mean, it's the what they're doing, and we're going to get into this more with Ash, but with the election is, make no mistake, they're not giving up. It is war to them. And that's why with Donald Trump, I think Tucker Carlson, we've talked about this, is absolutely right. I think they're going to indict Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. They are gleefully trying to figure out where is the way they can most embarrass him and have the best bad pictures of him. And I have no doubt that they will do that. Now, I don't think it's going to work any more than the Russia hoax worked, even though then, you know, any of the, just go through all the things that they've lied about. I don't think they're going to make, I mean, you know, Donald Trump is like, you know, oh, if it's Tuesday, there must be another lawsuit or an investigation against me kind of thing. But I don't think they're ever going to stop you.
No, Doc Donna says ranked choice voting sucks. Fort Collins attempted to vote it in. They have it in Australia, and it's kind of bizarre. And you can have all kinds of rank voting. I mean, you can do that a thousand different ways, and they'll figure out whatever is the most beneficial to Democrats to do the rank voting. It's sort of amazing.
Well, let me, on a funny note though, too, I don't know if you guys have not followed on Twitter or Rumble or Truth Social, Conservative Mama. She's down in Colorado Springs. She's great. If we could please play, this is just her doing her imitation of Liz Cheney. If we could please play the Conservative Mama soundbite.
He's a terrible person. I am absolutely obsessed with President Trump. I talk about him all the time, and I cannot get him out of my head. We should abolish the Electoral College and indict Trump. Trump is bad. Trump is an insurrectionist. Trump is the worst. He's just the worst, and he won't return my phone calls. So there's that. We are also requesting that you ignore the fact that we are pretty much heading into a recession, and it's going to get worse. January 6th was horrible. Just horrible. It is so much better under Biden.
And for those of you who are listening and don't see it, so she's got this disheveled blonde wig.
She needs the blue glasses, though. Right? She needs to get the blue
glasses. She doesn't want to invest too much money. And she kind of, Liz Cheney does do kind of a weird eye thing when she talks, right? And she does talk very slow and sort of condescending to us. So, yeah, at some point, I mean, you know, Liz Cheney and Meghan McCain and Cindy McCain, or she, whatever her name is now, you know, they can all have like little coffees or something together and talk about how awful Donald Trump is and all the things they're going to do to get back at Donald Trump.
Yeah, well, they don't stop. And the ladies in The View, they're fun. It's just an amazing obsession with Trump. And you know, some people hope he goes away. But, you know, if he went away, what would be left? What would this world be? What would the Liz Cheney
yeah, what would they have to talk about? The ratings would crumble even further. Well, you know, and this is what I would say to the people who wish he would go away. I get that Donald Trump is constantly there. It's constantly a battle. But I would say this, he's not the one who chooses the battle. Mm-hmm. He just doesn't cave in like the rest of them. So I think to blame Donald Trump for the fact that he's always being attacked, I mean, that's not quite fair, right? The second thing, particularly, I was waffling, I admit, a little bit before Mar-a-Lago, mm-hmm. before the raid there. But after that, I'm like, no, they will stop at nothing. And we need, as you said, we need a wartime, not just a conciliar, we need a wartime head. Right. Mm-hmm. And I don't see anyone else out there. Ron DeSantis is good, but I don't think Ron DeSantis.
You don't think they wouldn't indict Ron DeSantis?
Right. Exactly. Number one, they would go after him too. And at least Trump anymore is, I think people just, okay, whatever. So now they're indicting Donald Trump again. I mean, didn't they already impeach him? I mean, I just think, and I think he gets it because he's been the victim of it. And I also think the very things that kind of can drive people crazy about Donald Trump are the things that get him through this. And are the things that get the country through this,
narcissistic,
right?
Narcissistic, self-important, I'm never wrong personality just allows him just to kind of bluffer through the incredible storms that are blown against him.
That's right. That's here. We had the this is Sandra. I think many people jumped up and down regarding his tweeting. I loved it. We need fighters, not weak Romney type jackasses. Well, exactly. From Dr. Donna, Ron DeSantis does not have the charisma, you know, and I don't know. You're right. He doesn't have the charisma of a Donald Trump. I'll give him that. I'll say that. I think Ron DeSantis, though, and I know that there are some, the conservative treehouse, there are some people out there who are suspicious of Ron DeSantis. I'm just saying, look at what he's doing in Florida. Ron DeSantis isn't just talking the talk. He's getting stuff
every day
done.
He's coming out with something. They have a new teacher recruitment one where they're going to, if you served in the military, you don't have to have a master's in something. And he said, you know, it's listening to some bullshit professor doesn't make you good at education. We'll give apprenticeships. But it's basically going to drive a lot of conservatives into the teaching ranks. And I hope they make it more conservative and that the teaching ranks don't make them more liberal.
Yeah. So, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, if for whatever reason Trump weren't run, I mean, I think Ron DeSantis is not going to run if Donald Trump runs. Why, if you're Ron DeSantis, would you want to do that? Just wait
your
turn.
He's having a lot of fun. He's loved. He's universally loved.
He's universally loved. They're not attacking him because they're so busy attacking Trump. And I mean, he's young enough, right? Wait 4 years. If Trump wins.
Well, he's having fun. You know how much fun being president is? Not much.
I mean, is it,
well, or ask Donald Trump. How much fun did you have for 4 years, you know? Well, not all that much.
Well, and again, I think it takes a guy like Donald Trump, when you're in a war like this, it has to be somebody who kind of enjoys a war, right? It has to enjoy somebody who goes, you want to go to war? I'll go to war, you know? And that's what I would say to all the people who, you know, some of the Ann Coulters or even just...
Well, Ann Coulter thought that Romney was the greatest thing since sliced bread. I mean, what's her, you know, head up?
Yeah. I think that, yes, Donald Trump, and he would be attacked. But you think, again, you think the Democrats are going to be nice to anybody, to any Republican candidate? No, they're just going to find, you know, and at least with Donald Trump, there isn't anything new for them to start attacking him about. We already know what it is. Let's see. This is from bet Ron can ride a bike. That's true. ABC just announced the Trump View, hosted by Liz Cheney, Lisa Murkowski, Susan Collins, and Megan McCain.
All right.
There you go, Leo. That's that's pretty good. And it was Jacob's birthday yesterday. Happy birthday, Liz Cheney. Lost bigly. That was a good gift. And this is, if Jenna Griswold has to advertise that Colorado's voting system is rock solid, then you know it's not rock solid. Mm-hmm. That's right. And we're going to be, I see Ash is joining the waiting room. Ash, if you're in there and go, you want to go ahead and turn your camera on and your sound on, you can do that now, because that's what we want to talk about. Hello. Ash, with Ash in America.
She's got a columnist with the Glendale Cherry Creek Chronicle, among many others.
She's all over the place. Hey, thank you for your time.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me. Love talking to you guys.
Yeah, love talking to you too. And again, I highly recommend your website. Just tell folks where they can go find you, because that's important.
Sure. So I write every day on ashinamerica.com. It's A-S-H-E in America.com. I am a columnist with the Glendale Cherry Creek Chronicle each month. And I co-host Conservative Daily in the mornings, Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. Mountain Time.
That's right. And that's right. She said, she's like, I'm camera ready. I have my makeup on. So, okay. Well, I'm going to show, we could not find the ad anywhere, but I want to show the picture. If we could please put up the Wayne Williams picture, it's just a still picture. So this is a picture, a lovely picture of the lovely Jenna Griswold with Wayne Williams. And I was thinking maybe they weren't in the same room. Maybe they photoshopped it, but no, they're in the same,
they're in the same place.
That's right. It says visit Colorado or go vote Colorado.gov.
To tell you how Wayne said, I'm a Republican. I just want to tell you how wonderful Jenna Griswold is and how great our voting system is.
Okay, so you can bring us back on. Enough of Wayne Williams and Jenna Griswold. Jenna Griswold, by the way, beat Wayne Williams. But here's the thing, if you don't know, so fortunately, I think it was a Republican funded group has filed an ethics complaint, noting that this is nothing more really than a re-election ad for Jenna Griswold,
as well as an election ad for Wayne Williams, who's running for mayor.
That she used $1 million of taxpayer money to put this out. And so my question, the first time I almost threw up. I was watching the Bronco preseason game and that came on, and I'm like, at first I thought it had to be a mistake or a joke, right? And then I'm like, no, they're telling us we have the gold standard. And I'm like, why on earth would Wayne Williams star in a Jenna Griswold re-election campaign ad? And let me put that question to you. Ash knows.
Yeah.
Give it to us.
So Wayne Williams is former Secretary of State of Colorado. He came in after Scott Gessler. Scott Gessler did a 3-year investigation to determine how we were going to bring electronic voting systems into the state. He determined that you couldn't stop progress. We had to bring in these machines, and he wrote the standards. He's on record of saying, I wrote the standards for these electronic voting machines. He then was replaced as Secretary of State by Wayne Williams, who we see in the ad there with Jenna Griswold. And Wayne Williams is the one who brought us these machines. So Gessler did the analysis. Wayne Williams made them a reality for the people of Colorado. And in 2015, we got voting machines. So he is very much invested in the gold standard. And that is one of the things we have to, consider who's talking, consider the source. It's his baby, right? I mean, he created the gold standard. Gessler wrote it, Wayne Williams brought it to life, and Jenna Griswold is defending it. Well, actually they're all defending it, right?
Right. Well, and I think, and that's because I'm going to pick this apart a little bit more, because Wayne Williams is taking a little bit of flack, not just from people like us, but from like Campfire Colorado, Colorado Peak Politics.
Which is Campfire Colorado. And those are all establishment sites.
Right.
And if they're giving him crap, it's because they're offended that their fake Republican Pam Anderson gets screwed over.
Exactly, because so Wayne Williams, now I'm no fan of Pam Anderson, but she is at least the Republican candidate. And number one, she is an election denier, right? She's
a fraud denier.
Right, exactly. So she's not running on that. But Jenna Griswold is trying to make this, because all the Democrats are, like a thing. And I'm like, something. I mean, Wayne Williams is either incredibly stupid, which he's not.
He's not.
But somehow or another, Wayne Williams, and I don't know, I always say follow the money, but I don't know, for some reason, Wayne Williams thought that it was in his best interest to do this ad, knowing he was going to be criticized for it, don't you think?
Absolutely. And I agree with the criticism that it is a thing of value that's being exchanged in a political campaign, and it needs to be viewed as such. It's, you know, I can't really get on board with the fabricated drama between Jenna Griswold and Pam Anderson, as if those are two different candidates, as if that's not the exact same system that you're getting. You've got Zuckerberg versus Soros in that standoff. Yeah, yeah, neither of those is a win for the American people, for the people of Colorado. But it is establishment Republicans complain that Wayne Williams is cozying up too much to Jenna Griswold, when we've seen all of the establishment candidates do Jenna Griswold's bidding as it pertains to election integrity. And that's just more of this with Wayne Williams. So to me, you know, I saw this ad when it first came out before the primary. I'm not surprised by this at all, because they are all in bed together defending what they call the gold standard of elections. And it's the gold standard of fraud. It's a fraud system, and they're all defending it because they were complicit in bringing it about to the state of Colorado.
Well, and I think obviously they don't want people asking. We look what happens when you ask. You're a victim. We were victims. You know, I mean, look what happens when you ask questions, right? Look at Tina Peters. What, she wanted to go to a symposium, a Mike Lindell symposium, and the judge said no, she can't travel. Like she's some kind of flight risk or something. I mean, just the vindictiveness and the viciousness rain down upon anybody who questions their thing. I mean, by that, you know, well, why can't we question it? What's what's wrong with just saying? And my thing is why not do a paper ballot hand count audit? Why not just do that, like the law says we should, and then show us all it's the gold standard? Instead, they bend over backwards to try to shut us up.
They continually obstruct any efforts to have exposure, right? So if you are to have transparency, I should say, into our elections. So when you consider that, according to all polling that's been done on the matter, and there's very few companies that will actually poll on the matter, but all of the polling says at least 50%, and most polls say more, 50% believe that there was widespread fraud in the 2020 election that impacted the outcome. That's half the country. And right. But they double down on, well, this is fringe, this is, you know, these candidates, so El Paso County candidates, right? These candidates are sore losers. And so they go through this charade of a recount, and I was there for a lot of it. I watched it, I reported on it. They do everything again to obstruct. Right. So on the Friday of the El Paso County recount, they had what could only be described as panic in the room when they got the adjudication rates out of the logic and accuracy testing that they got. It was absolute panic.
Here, explain that to people, because this isn't, because they turned around and say, see, this proves it works. You know, so explain what they did there.
So the logic and accuracy test, they, according to the statute, are supposed to use voter verified paper records to perform the test of machines in a recount, but they just ignored that. And they use test ballots. So they have a deck of test ballots, and these ballots are configured to test every outcome that the machine might have to read, right? So you have like a stack of test ballots, and you want to see what the machine is going to do with every different eventuality in the stack. This is how the clerks have explained it to me. They used this stack of test ballots, and the adjudication rates were over 50%. And that, by statute definition, is a failure of a logic and accuracy test. They said
adjudication means they have to be set aside and adjudicated.
Right. Great point. So when I originally came out with this story, I said high ballot rejection rate, and I had all these county clerks reaching out to me saying it's not rejected. It doesn't mean that the ballots are rejected. It just means that we need a second set of eyes. I'm like, oh, okay, I'll correct it. And I did. But it's almost as if it's rejected the first time through. And
well, it is rejected. It's rejected. It was kicked out. The machine rejected it. It's like, if you have a machine kicking out 50% of the test ballots, and like I said, then they turned around and said, see, that proves it's working. But did they ever answer the question, so were 50% I mean, if that's the test, if that's sort of the what we figure is then sort of the baseline, right? Would that be a fair assumption? Then we're 50% of the other of the real ballots kicked out. Mm-hmm. I mean, we don't know any of this kind of stuff.
We don't know any of it. But also the acceptable rate of adjudication prior to this recount was less than 5%. And so this is significant. So the Secretary of State sends an attorney down to El Paso County. There's, you know, kind of people trying to do real-time reporting about what's happening, the state screaming disinformation, misinformation, and they come out and they say, we passed the logic and accuracy. Everything went swimmingly. Anybody who's saying it wasn't swimmingly is a election denier, misinformation, disinformation, everything's great.
That's a terrorist. Insurgent going to be arrested by the IRS.
Right. So then they started the recount in El Paso County, right? And we had issue after issue. The first day there are boxes that were damaged. So the seal that closes the top of the box to the bottom of the box with the batches of ballots in it, the seal was broken, the box is open. The statute is very clear that if that happens, it has to be investigated and documented. The watchers in the room, we have all of this on video, by the way, the watchers in the room brought it to the attention of the staff and the people overseeing the recount, and they just put a new seal on it.
Problem solved. I'm not in a recession, Ash. Come on. What's wrong with us?
Another thing we got on video, this I think is really stunning. They're pulling, so in El Paso County, they have these manila envelopes of ballots, right? So you've got about 100 ballots in an envelope. Some batches had one, some had, you know, 99, but right around 100 is what you would expect in these batches. And they have a sticker on them from the original time that they were counted. It has the date, it has the tabulator number, it has the batch number, it has the number of ballots, and then it has the signature of the person who tabulates it, the election judge who does the work. So we noticed as we're observing this recount that some of these batch labels on the original count from all the one that I reported on and got on video was June 23rd. There was no number of ballots provided on the label. So we said, oh, that's weird. That's, you know, snap, couple pictures, that box that says number of ballots is empty. So I asked Shane Sandridge, who was there observing as one of the candidates, I asked him what, if that was a concern, right? I mean, I think the response we got is it's not an election record. It's signed.
Maybe they should have just written a number in there. Just like the seal, just like, oh, soft.
Wait for it. So I asked Shane Sanders, he said, oh, I'll go ask somebody and come back. Never came back, never spoke to me again. But we then noticed after that, same tabulator guy starts writing in on both the original batch label and the recount batch label, the number of ballots that he just got in the recount. Now, these are weeks apart dates. And these are, again,
did he write signed, Biden won on it, right? I mean, give me a break.
Signed election records, right. That guy, that tabulator, by the way, that was writing those in, the next day he was let go, apparently for obstructing. So anyway, after this is the kind of thing that we witness, right? The disaster of a logic and accuracy test, the multiple issues that happened, the final day of the recount, the machines jammed like a crazy amount. Every two batches they were having to clean and clear paper jams on the machines, all sorts of issues that came out. You never hear any of that. From the Secretary of State, you hear, oh, Tina Peters, 18 votes, no big deal, recount done, everything's great. So when you have 50% of the country that thinks that there's malfeasance, then we see malfeasance and we get it on camera and we bring it to their attention and they ignore us. They call us fraud, election deniers, disinformation, misinformation, disinformation. And then they expect us to trust the results. That's a no. Right.
Well, yeah, exactly. And then they put Wayne Williams in front of the camera starring with Jenna Griswold to reassure us that we do have the gold standard.
Well, Wayne said that he did this. One of the reasons he did this.
It's for money. I'm kidding.
was that. If we don't trust our election thing, it'll suppress the Republican vote. So even if it is fraudulent, you can't say it's fraudulent because that would suppress Republican votes.
You know, well, and I want to, it's just ridiculous.
That's what got us here, by the way. That kind of thinking and that kind of party allegiance over the truth and what's just and the will of the people, that is what got us here.
Well, and ignoring it is why we have a completely Democrat-controlled state, right? And pretending like nothing ever happens. What about, though, I wanted to ask about this because I thought there was a a lawsuit filed wasn't, doesn't the, and I might be wrong, but doesn't the law say, but what they did, let me back up. What they did is they just ran the ballots through the machine again, right?
Yes.
Weren't they supposed to actually physically look at the ballot and see, and do it actually an analysis, a person analysis of that ballot? Isn't that what the audit requires?
So the way that the statute reads, as I understand it, and this is not, you know, I'm not a lawyer, this is not my forte, but I have spent some time with this. The way that the statute reads is that if during the logic and accuracy testing there are no anomalies, then you can complete the recount in the same manner that the original ballot was cast. You can run them through the machines, right? Now, I would think that if you wanted to test the outcome, you would run the batches through different tabulators, right? See if there's any sort of anomaly, or if this, you know, if you ran tabulator 8, you know, batch 56 through tabulator right. 8, you'd run batch 56 through tabulator 5 to see if you get the same result. They didn't in El Paso County. They ran the batches through the same tabulators that were used in the original election, which to me is suspect. But if there are anomalies, according to the statute, if there are anomalies in the logic and accuracy testing, then you can do, then you, I think, are required to do a hand recount. Now, when there were the issues in the logic and accuracy test on that Friday, all the candidates were ecstatic, thinking, great, we've got a hand recount. And then they just said, no, that's what we expected to happen.
Well, that's what they said. I mean, right.
That is what they said, is that this was a totally expected outcome. Well, they had to call in extra judges that were not budgeted for in their original budget. No idea what's going to happen to those costs. There was a panic. That logic and accuracy test was the only time during the recount that the Dominion people, there was two of them, and they were in the room trying to troubleshoot. They were absent for the rest of the time, and there was only one. Now, remember, each candidate had to pay Dominion $250 an hour. As far as I can tell from the people that witnessed it and from my own, from being there myself, there was only two Dominion people total that were there, but each of the four candidates in the El Paso County recount paid $250 an hour to Dominion for the duration of the time.
Well, that's, you know, that's what, that's like $1,000 an hour for the guy.
Those rates are crazy. Only government could negotiate rates like that.
Well, and then it just seems to me too, again, that if the issue is, okay, we're doing an audit because what we want to determine is, are the machines, and I would say this before any question came about 2020, I assume they did that, silly me, because we want to make sure, are the machines counting the ballot accurately? Are they reading it or not? The only way you can really tell that is, and maybe you don't want to take all the ballots, but figure out some scientific sample and say, so I now, Chuck and Julie, we're going to sit here and we're going to write down who we think the ballot was for, and we're going to compare our results to the machine results. I mean, I'm not a forensic accountant, but that to me seems like what an audit should do anyway, right? Or am I crazy?
Well, no, you're not crazy, but here's also another bizarre, you know, only government kind of situation is they don't separate for the primaries. They don't separate the ballots out after they've been counted, right? So your batches have Democrat and Republican ballots in them. They ended up recounting every ballot in El Paso County, but they reprogrammed the machines to only count the four races. Why?
Yeah.
Like, so they charged four candidates the cost of a recount, and they disallowed five other candidates from being able to recount because they couldn't put up the money. But whether you're recounting one or you're recounting nine, the process, the time, the level of effort is the same because they don't separate out these ballots. They have to feed them all through. Why would you put that burden on the taxpayers? Why wouldn't you just recount the election once one person in El Paso County that was enough to affect the entire county? Why wouldn't you just recount it? Instead, they reprogrammed machines and then blamed that programming for the issues that they had on Friday prior to saying, oh, wait, that's exactly what
if you're doing an audit to see if the machines are accurately counting the votes, right? Then you say, oh, but we got to go in and reprogram them before we can run it. It's like, well, wait a minute, because that in its own, that's changing the experiment in the first place. You know, like I told Chuck, it'd be like if we ran a store and at the end of the day, you wanted to make sure, you know, do an audit of the amount of money in the cash register and what I say is there. And I just wrote a number down and said, here's your audit. And you read the number I wrote down and said, see, it's fine.
I mean, it's totally fine.
Yeah, it's totally fine.
Well, it's no one thought that they'd do an honest audit. No one thinks that the
agreed
is going to honestly report. I mean, the Denver Post, I'm sure,
election denier,
or the Colorado Gazette, or the Denver Gazette, or you can just go through Independence Institute. Everything else, they're all just just tools to fill anschutz and the sick uniparty we have.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely. And that is, the problem, I think, that they can't get past, right? Because we're not supposed to still be talking about this.
No, move on.
We were supposed to move on from 2020. We were supposed to accept the Trump loss. We were supposed to accept, bend over and take the great reset and own nothing and like it, right? That's the path that they wanted us on. And unfortunately, they think of the American people as, a bunch of obese, lazy people laying on the couch.
Deplorables.
Right? The American people are incredible, right? And that's why we, the American people, have been able to uncover what we've been able to uncover, despite the fact that we've been obstructed every step of the way by every level of government, by every media institution, by our employers, by all of it, right? If you speak out, as you said before, if you speak out, they'll destroy your life, right? I mean, I'm living that right now as USCIP, the organization that I co-founded, is being sued. We're being sued by the NAACP, the League of Women Voters, and Mi Familia Vota for voter suppression under the Ku Klux Klan Act.
Well, excellent. Excellent.
Yeah, of course you are. Of course you are.
Right. So I can tell. So that's for canvassing, right? I mean, we did USCIP canvassing. We published a video where you can meet a lot of the canvassers at the end of the video. Completely transparent about everything. And there was never one complaint. They brought this lawsuit after we were done with canvassing, and after the several principals in USCIP started working for Mike Lindell, they saw dollar signs, right? So they came at us with this lawsuit. Well, I've parted ways with Mike Lindell amicably, but I no longer work for him. I can't pay out this lawsuit, right? But I also can't get a job, because when you Google my name, you get Ku Klux Klan, right? That's what they've done. And that's only because I used my skills, talents, and passions to engage in civic duty and hold the government accountable. A government that has that much power and has the NGO network to do their bidding,
Just like big tech.
100%. It's exactly the same.
It's just like you've got the White House calling up Twitter and saying, hey, look, we've got a problem with Alex Berenson. And Twitter goes, oh, okay, banned, done, yep. Right? So the government can't ban him. And you're right, the government maybe can't sue you, but the NGOs can. Well, and again, and to the people would say, move on, from 2020. This isn't about 2020. It's about 2022. It's about 2024. It's about 100%. If there are the same issues that have been documented, that have been proven, you can't deny that they exist, right? And whenever they start screaming as much as they're screaming, and whenever they start being as mean and vicious as they are, again, you're onto something. And you got to wonder, I just don't think Wayne Williams is so convinced that Colorado has a gold standard that, by God, he's willing to annoy other
Republicans. Screw Pam Anderson.
Yeah, I mean, and he goes out there. No, there's something more to that, I believe. And now they'll probably ban us for asking that question too. But, they're trying so hard to keep us from finding stuff out. And that just goes, well, we won't go through them while there isn't time. But every time they tell us we can't know something, then it finally gets revealed and it turns out we were right.
Well, I love when people like Peter go, 2,000 mules. That's just, giving the Yahoos what they think they want and stuff. And you kind of, what was wrong with it?
But it was videotape, right?
Yeah, there was. And he said, well, the raid on Mar-a-Lago, that wasn't really a raid. They were very nice. It's kind of like unbelievable.
Yeah, it's amazing what people will put up with from the state when they're allegiant to party, right? Because it's that party doing it. I can put up with the, raid on Mar-a-Lago because I hate Donald Trump. And so I'm totally fine with this egregious violation of the Fourth Amendment, right? It's that's where people are. And I'll tell you, that apathy is one of the biggest challenges that we have as a movement is the apathy of the American people who are so conditioned to take abuse from their government.
You know, I think you're right. The conservative triad says that all the time. We're in an abusive relationship with our own government.
That's the way it is with all governments.
Yeah, well, and it's becoming the kind of thing you just see more and more. It's not just verbal, right? It's not just them trying to shame you on Twitter that, you know, you look at some of the people in January 6th, it's outrageous. They're still behind bars without a hearing. You look at Tina Peters. The judge won't let her go. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're letting crack dealers, we're letting
murderers, rapists,
all of them. Doesn't matter at all.
But luckily, right? the threat of Tina Peters contained in Colorado. Yeah.
And luckily, it has not.
The streets are safer now.
All right, we got to go. We're heading out.
I know, but I want to give her one more time because, Ash, I want to thank you because we know a little bit about where you sit, and it is not easy to have livelihoods taken away because people don't like what you're saying, right? They could just not listen, but nope, that's not enough. They want to destroy you. They want to threaten your family. They want to do everything they can. And your website, most of your stuff, it's free in there, but I want to encourage you, you have a subscriber thing now too. So people can go and they can help you again. How can they do that? And you didn't know I was going to ask you that. So I just didn't say that.
Thank you. Thank you for that. So when I started Ash in America, I never thought that I would attempt to monetize it. But now I'm in a position where, you know, my writing might be all I have. So I have added a subscriber feature. If you go to the menu on my site, ashinamerica.com, there's a menu option that says your support means everything. There's two different ways. There's monthly recurring or there's give one time. The amounts are totally up to you. There's no minimum required. Every dollar helps. I have three kids and they're teen boys, so they eat a lot. I really appreciate it. And Julie, thank you so much for bringing it up. And thank you for having me on.
We appreciate you coming on too.
Think about being a subscriber.
AshInAmerica.com. Ash, thank you very much.
Take care, Ash.
That's going to do it for us on Wacky Wednesday. On Friday, we've got David Horowitz talking about the IRS. So we'll see you all then. Thank you, everybody.
Bye-bye, everybody.
Goodbye, everybody on Zoom. We will see you on Friday.